The following is an evening class given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur-Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 14th of November 1990 in Melbourne, Australia.
श्री चैतन्य मनवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति सोपदन्ति मन्देयं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाशु श्रीरूपं साग्रदातं सगण रघुनाथ नीतं तं सजीवम् साधयितं सावधूतं परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य गौरतैसे नमः जद्वैतं ब्रह्मपरिषदि तदप्यस्तनुवा जात्मन्तर्यामि पुरुष इति अस्यांशो विभो षडैश्वर्यपूर्णदयो भगवान् स स्वयमयं न चैतन्यात् कृष्ण जगति परतत्त्वं परमीय राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति लासिनी शक्तिरस्मा दीकात्मनापि भुवि पुरा देहभेदं गतौ तौ चैतनाख्यं प्रकट मधुना तद्वयं चैक्यमातं राधाभावद्वैतिसुवलि नौमि कृष्ण चिरादतं निजगुप्तवीतं सो प्रेम नामामृतमत्युदारो आपामरं जो विततार गौरकृष्णजनेभ्यो स्तमं प्रपद्ये गौरो सच्चरितामृतामृतनिधि गौरं सदैव स्तुवे गौरेण पतितं रहस्यभजन् गौराय सर्वं ददे आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तने कपितरौ कमलायताख्यौ विश्वम्बरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ अनार्पितचरिञ्चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णकलौ समर्पयितमुन्नतकलौ स्वभक्ति श्रियम् हरिपुरटसुन्दरदुति कदम्ब सन्दीपित सदा हृदय कन्दरी स्फुरतु न सचिनन्दन श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतो गदाधरो श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jasaiva padam bhujabhakti labhyo ज्ञान परमपुमर्थ तस्मै जगन्मंगल मंगलाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो चैतन्य चंद्राय आनंद लीला मय विग्रहाय हेमाव दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो चैतन्य चंद्राय नमः. आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू विजिट मिस्टर राव्स रेसिडेंस हियर. ही हैज इनवाइटेड अस द डिवोटीज वैष्णवस टू हिज हाउस टू रेंडर सम सर्विस टू देम. दिस इज रियली a very good house. In Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prima Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatradara Naparaha. Whatever is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, what conclusion, siddhantas have been given in Srimad Bhagavatam are all spotless proof. All spotless proof. But Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came here as an acharya, sadhu, guru, acharya, he preached Srimad Bhagavatam and he said, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam prima pumartha maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ramatam idam. This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatradana, we never accept any other scripture or book, any other siddhanta, other than siddhantas given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna himself. Krishna tulya bhagavato vibhu sarma sroyo Krishna tulya bhagavato Prati shloke prati akhyare nana ortho koyo Prati shloke prati akhyare nana ortho koyo Bhagavato tulasi gang gayo bhakto jane Bhagavat Tulasi Naya Bhakta Jane Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Ehi Chari Soni Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Ehi Chari Soni Bhagavate se bhakti ro tattva kahe Bhagavate se bhakti ro tattva kahe Tei Bhagavata sama on shastra nahi Tei Bhagavata sama kon shastra nahi. This has been said
speaking about the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasroy Prati Shloki Prati Okhyori Nana Arthakoy. Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna. As Krishna is Vibhu, Supreme Lord, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu. And as this instruction has been given to us, also take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, Vibhu. Similarly, also take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Bhagavata Tulasi Gangaya Bhakta Joni Chaturdha Vigraha Krishna Icharisane. These are four manifestations of Krishna here in this material world. Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and Bhakta, Vaishnavas, very dear devotees of Krishna. Four manifestations of Krishna here in this material world. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? If you want to see Krishna, see these four. See these four, you can see Krishna. Bhagavata Shastra se bhaktir tattva koi. Tehi Bhagavata sama kon shastra na hai. There is no scripture as good as Bhagavata. Because in Bhagavata, bhakti tattva has been said. Do you understand? That bhakti is pancham purusartho, fifth purusartho or purumartho. Do you understand? And the purpose of human life is to achieve this paramartha. Labdha sudlava idam bhushambhavante manusya marthudo manityo dhira. Tekta turnam mrittu javat nisraya saya visaya khalu sarvatra syat. 11th canto. Srimad Bhagavatam says this thing. Labdha sudlava idam bhushambhavante. After undergoing lakhs and lakhs of species of life in lakhs of planets, three systems or universes, one receives or gets this human form of life, which is durlabham, which is rarely received. You understand? One should understand it very clearly. Manusyo murthodo manityo mapiyo dhira. Though it is received, after undergoing so many lakhs of species, still it is anitya. It is temporary. It is not eternal. Do you understand? It is temporary. For a very short time, this has been received. But, arthada, this is most important. Do you understand? Though it is temporary, but arthada, in this very form of life, you can achieve this paramartha. Iti purusartha. Dharma, artha, kama, mokhya, these are known as four purusarthas. And above these four is fifth purusartha. You understand? It's known as paramartha. And this can be achieved in this very form of life. Human form of life. Cannot be achieved in any form of life. Therefore, this human form of life is known as sudullabham, rarely received. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, mrittu javat nisraya saya visaya khalu sarvatra syat. As long as your body is there, alive, death has not come. You understand? Mrittu means death. And death, any moment death may come, is uncertain. Nobody can say when the death, what moment come. Can anybody say? Nobody can say. You cannot say what will happen the next step. Next step. Just you put this step, then it will happen the next step, you can say. Can you? So uncertain. Any moment it can come, it may come. Any moment this body may finish. Therefore, as long as this body is there, human body, death has not come, you should immediately take it seriously. That I must avail this opportunity that in very form of life, and how can I achieve this paramartha? You understand? Achieve this paramartha. Don't run after this material enjoyment. Visha sukha, material enjoyment. Don't run after this thing. You understand? Khalu sarvatra syat. It is available everywhere, without any effort. Why are you making effort? Why are you making effort? So fool, as a foolish person you are. The hog that eats stool, he also enjoys eating stool. A worm in the stool also enjoys, isn't it? Worm in the stool. Getting this human form of life, rarely obtained, but if you run after the same material enjoyment, which is available anywhere, anywhere, without effort, then is there any difference between that worm in the stool and yourself? Kriminam kyodantaram. Any difference? No difference at all. The purpose of your life is to achieve that paramartha. That's the only purpose of this human life. You understand? Srimad Bhagavatam says all. Mahajana say. They all say. Bhagavata Janamani se javanasama tar sastha ache janme janme prabhu jam. One who never accepts Srimad Bhagavatam is mlecha and javan. Life after life, you will be punished by Jamaraj. Do you understand? By Jamaraj. Jamaraj has said that thing to his messengers. Do you understand? To his messengers. You should bring those persons to me, those who do not listen, hear this harikatha, nectarian harikatha, from the leaves of Vaishnavas, sadhus. Do you understand? Those who don't listen, don't hear, bring those persons to me. Do you understand? And don't bring such persons, those who hear harikatha from the lips of the sadhus, Vaishnavas. Don't bring them. Do you understand? Jamaraj has said this thing to his messengers. Do you understand? And Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, which house is a real house, a real residence, and which is not real? Which is Satguruha and which is Asadguruha? Do you understand Guruha? What do you mean by that? House, where house, master lives with his family, his wife, his children, family members. That's known as Griha. Griha. Do you understand? And which is Sadgriha? And which is Asadgriha? Sat and Asad, you understand? Anirudha Prabhu. Real Griha. And not real Griha. Asat. Do you understand? As you say, Satsanga, Asatsanga. Isn't it? You understand, Mr. Peter? Which is Sadgriha? And which is Asadgriha? Srimad Bhagavatam has said that thing. You'll find it in fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Adhana opite dhanya sadhavo grohmedhina jat gruha yarmba varsambo truna bhumi surabara. Do you understand? Fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Death. Looking like death. You take care of this, Mr. Peter. President is becoming deaf. He's looking like deaf. Take care of him. He's under you. It's your responsibility. You understand? Yes, you're not responsible. Take care of him. Take care of him. Adhana pide dhanya sadhava grahamedhina jad gruha rabar sambhu truna bhumi surabra. You understand? That griha is Satgriha, where Vaishnavas, sadhus, do you understand, come, visit, or that Grihaswami, house master, invites sadhus and Vaishnavas to his house. Do you understand? And the dust of the sadhus fall in that house. Do you understand? He serves the sadhus and Vaishnavas. And that place is there, and some water is there. If here is very opulent house, carpet, nice electricity, nice building, maybe that house must be very poor. It may be a mud hut. May have mud hut. Do you understand? He may not have such opulent carpet or nice thing. He may have some mat, straw mat. So spread the straw mat, pay obeisance to the sadhus. Please take your seat here. Please take your seat here. Truna, truna means straw, grass, you see. And the house master, all his family members, they all come and pay obeisances to sadhu or sadhus and utilize whatever they have for the service of sadhu. Do you understand? That griha is a real griha, satgriha. Though that house master is poor, not wealthy, poor, still is a real house master, and that house griha is satgriha. Do you understand? Srimad Bhagavatam says, Sadgruha. If you have nothing, if you are very, very poor, do you understand? If you are very, very poor, you have nothing. Oh, you have a mud hut. Yes. Make it clean. Smear cow dung. So it becomes clean, purified. You have nothing, only straw mat is there. Spread the straw mat. Invite sadhus, pay prostrate at dandavat unto that sadhu, and you have a lota, so bring water full of lota from a well or tap. You understand? Just wash the feet of the sadhus. Pay dandavat. Sadhu Maharaj, please excuse me, I am very poor. I cannot serve you. Still, please take seat here. I have nothing. I am so poor. Please take this glass of water. Please accept it. You have nothing. Give it with love, with reverence. Do you understand? You can do it, isn't it? Or can't you do it? Yes. That is real griha, sadgriha. You understand? Bhagavatam says, though that house master is poor, still is very fortunate. Very fortunate. He is very intelligent. He serves the Vaishnava sadhus. Whatever he has, he utilizes everything for the service of sadhu, Vaishnava. That griha is real griha. Sadguru. Do you understand? And which is Asadguru? Srimad Bhagavatam, that fourth canto says, Vyalayadrama bhai te apyarikta khila sampado jadguru stirtha padiyo padati tho vivarjita. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? Vyalayadrama. Vyalo means serpent, snake. You understand? Very nice tree is there. But a snake is, snake lives there. Nobody goes there. Hey, snake is there. Do you understand? Very nice tree, nice shade, cool shade, nice fruits, nice flowers. Everything is there, but nobody goes there. Oh, serpent lives there. Serpent. Vyalo yadruma. Nobody goes. Do you understand? how do you say this? Passers-by, those are passing, walking on foot. Scorching heat of the sun is there. They become very tired. They need a cool place, a shady place to take rest. If there is, on the roadside, a nice shady tree, they sit down there, retire. You understand? They are very tired. And tree gives nice shade. You understand? And gives everything. If there is sweet fruit, he gives, I'll take it. Mitigate your hunger, satisfy your hunger. Juicy fruit also, satisfy your thirst also. Gives food, gives food and drink. Nice shady place to sit on, sit under it. Very pleased. But if a serpent lives there, nobody will give. Go there. Oh, serpent is there. Serpent is there. Balayatama. Nobody goes there. Similarly, there may be many houses are here in Australia, all are very, very opulent. No poor, no mud hut is here. All opulent mansions. Very opulence. So much material opulence. Akhila sampada. All material opulence is there. But jat gruhastirthopadya padatirthavivarjita. But this sadhustirthopada, do you understand? Tirthopada, significant word. Tirtha means place of pilgrimage, is known as tirtha. Do you understand? And tirthopada, on whose feet all tirthas are there. They are known as tirthopada. Pada means feet. Do you understand? Mr. Peter, try to understand. Try to understand it. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you understand? It is not an ordinary scripture. Tirthopada. Tirthopada on whose feet? All tirthas rest. Tirthas are there. Places, pilgrimages are there. Do you understand? They are known as tirthopada. Who are they? Who are they? Who are they?
Sadhus.
Sadhus. On their feet all tirthas are there? Tirthikuruvanti tirthani. Bhagavatam says. Don't you hear? Tirthikuruvanti tirthani. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? All sinful persons, they go to Tirtha. Isn't it? Places of pilgrimage, to have a dip there and wash off all their sin there. Now we are washed off all sin. We have a dip in the Tirtha. Isn't it? Then, the sins will be accumulated there like how Himalayan mountain, Baba. All sinful persons are coming, sinners are coming to wash off their sins there. Up a deep. Pandas are there, Brahmanas are there, they are coming. Come up, come up, come up. Give me money, money, money. I will make you a deep here. In this holy water. Up a deep. They will utter some mantra. Give money. Put money here. All your sin reactions will be washed off. Cheaters. The cheaters. They are going, the sinful persons, wash off their sins there, in those places, having a deep only. Srimad Bhagavatam, jatirtha. What is that? Jasi atma buddhi kuno petri dhatuke, sodhi kolatradi subhamujyadhi. Sodhi kolatradi subhamujyadhi. Salile
korisis.
Jatatya salile korisis. Janesu avigyesu sayeva gokhara. Do you understand? And it is the Prabhu. Srimad Bhagavatam says. That's impartial scripture. It speaks of impartial. Impartial scripture. Jatirtha buddhi salile korisis. Janesu avigyesu sayeva gokhara.
You understand, Mr. Peter? That Srimad Bhagavatam says, Datirtha Buddhi Salile Karichis. Those who go to Tirtha only to have a deep and wash of their sinful reactions there, they think only in this water there is Tirtha. You understand? They saw Eva Gokara. They are no better than cows and ass. They cannot be categorized among human beings. Two-legged animals, without horn, without tail. Puccha visana hino. Puccha visana hino. Puccha means tail, visana means horn. No horn, no tail. But animal, two-legged animals. They cannot be said as human beings. Jatirtha buddhi salile karichis. You understand? Only Tirtha is there in this water, have a dip, we visited Tirtha, we washed off all sins. Asses, cows, animals. How the place has become Tirtha, Baba? If all sinful persons will come here and wash off their sins, then sins will be accumulated like a Himalayan mountain. How the place will be called as Tirtha? Why? And how? Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Mark this. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. These tirthopadas, the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, on whose feet all tirthas are reside. They go there. You understand? They step into that place. Do you understand? So the place becomes Tirtha. Do you understand? So the place becomes Tirtha. All these sinful reactions are counteracted now by the presence of the sadhus. Do you understand? That means where there is sadhu, there is Tirtha. Because all Tirthas rest at his on his feet. Sadhu's feet. Isn't it? You understand, Mr. Peter? Srimad Bhagavatam says, Jadgruhas tirtha padiya pado tirtha vivarjita. The house may be very, very opulent, but those the sadhus don't come there. He never invites those sadhus, tirtha pado, sadhus. You understand? So that griha is asad griha, like a tree resided by serpent. Balalayadruma. Serpent is there. Nobody goes to that tree. Satgruha is like that. Do you understand, Mr. Peter? This Srimad Bhagavatam says this thing. And this is Satgruha to which sadhus are being invited, and house master with all the members of his family, serve the sadhus. The dust from the feet of that tirthapado, sadhu, falls there in that griha. So that griha becomes purified. That becomes tirtha now. This griha becomes tirtha. Place of pilgrimage. Isn't it? So you have come to tirtha now. Mr. Peter has come to Tirtha today. Very fortunate you are. You have come to Tirtha. Mr. Peter, it is said, Tirtha phala sadhu sangha, sadhu sangi antaranga, Tirtha phala sadhu sangha. Krishna bhajana manohara, Sri Krishna bhajana manohara, jathata sadhu totha tirtho, sthiro kori
निजो चीतो जो तासा साधु संग करो निरंतर साधु संग करो निरंतर जे तीर्थे वैष्णव नाही से तीर्थे ते नाही जाई लाभो हांतिया दूर देश
लाभो हांतिया दूर देश
जथा ए वैष्णव गुण से स्थान वृंदावन Peter, nice song. Should commit by heart. Huh? Can you sing? Tirtha phala sadhu sanga. Sadhu sanga antaranga Sri Krishna bhajana manohar. Do you understand? If you go to a place of pilgrimage, don't visit the sadhus. You understand? Don't visit the sadhus only to have a dip in the water. You are no better than anas or cow. Because the place has become tirtha because of the presence of the sadhus. But you don't visit them and don't listen harikatha from them. Don't associate with sadhus. Then what is the benefit of visiting such tirtha? You understand? Mr. Peter? तीर्थ फल साधुसंग साधुसंग अंतरंग श्रीकृष्ण भजन मनोहर साधु कृष्ण भजन स्पे कृष्ण कथा विच इज भेरी नाइस हृतकर्ण रसायना कथा प्लीजिंग टू दि हार्ट प्लीजिंग टू दि इयर यू अंडरस्टैंड एंड यू डोंट विजिट सच साधु देन व्हाट इज दि बेनिफिट ऑफ विजिटिंग तीर्थ यू अंडरस्टैंड जथा साधु तथा तीर्थ स्थिर करि निज चित्त साधु संग कर निरंतर हुए दैर इज ए साधु दैर इज तीर्थ दैर इज साधु दैर इज तीर्थ टू अंडरस्टैंड कीप इट इन योर माइंड वेरी वेल अंडरस्टैंड इट ऑलवेज एसोसिएट विथ साधु देन यू आर ऑलवेज इन तीर्थ यू आर ऑलवेज इन तीर्थ इन ए प्लेस ऑफ पिलग्रिमेज Though you are in Australia, Maya's place, still you can, if you can associate with sadhu, then you are in Tirtha, like in Vrindavan. You are in Vrindavan, Mr. Peter. You understand? Je Tirthe Vaishnava nahi, sei Tirthete nahi jai. Don't go to that Tirtha where there is no Vaishnava. You understand? If there is no Vaishnava or Vaishnavas, don't go to that Tirtha. That's not a Tirtha at all. You understand? Kilava Hatiya Duradesa. What benefit is there? Spending so much money, thousands of dollars, moving thousands of miles, kilometers, far of place, exhorting, spending so much time. Spending so much money, exacting, what benefit you derive, Mr. Peter, visiting such place where there are no Vaishnavas, what tirtha it is, that is not at all a tirtha, you understand?
যথায় বৈষ্ণব গণ সেই স্থান বৃন্দাবন, সেই স্থানে আনন্দ অশেষ। হোয়ের দেয়ার আর বৈষ্ণব, দ্যাট প্লেস ইজ বৃন্দাবন, দ্যাট প্লেস ইজ বৃন্দাবন, অ্যান্ড ইউ ক্যান গেট ম্যানস প্লেজার, ইজ নট মেটেরিয়াল প্লেজার, ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল প্লেজার ইন দ্যাট প্লেস, আনন্দ অশেষ। Do you follow me? Huh? Immense pleasure, transcendental pleasure you will have in that place where there are Vaishnavas. That is Vrindavan. Krishna, there is Krishna, there is Vrindavan. It is said, Padamekam Vrindavanam Parityago, Padamekam Agacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even one step, he never leaves. He's always in Vrindavan. Isn't it? Padame kauna gacchati. Vrindavana parityaga padame kauna gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even one step, he never leaves. He's always in Vrindavan. So where there is Krishna, that is Vrindavan. Isn't it? Where there is Krishna, there is Vrindavan. So where there is sadhu, tirtha pada sadhu, that is Vrindavan, there is Krishna, there is tirtha. You understand? Huh? If there is a tirtha pada sadhu, there is Krishna, so that is Vrindavan. So that place is tirtha, place of pilgrimage. Isn't it? And Mahaprabhu has said that thing. Sriman Mahaprabhu has said that thing in teaching to Sanatana Goswami. You understand? In Sanatana Sikhya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find Sriman Mahaprabhu says, he says 64 items, Chatushasthiyanga of Sadhana Bhakti. Sriman Mahaprabhu says 64 items of sadhana bhakti. Do you understand? Have you read it? You have not read, you are pre-primary student. That's postgraduate study. See, Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study. Do you understand? You are pre-primary, nursery school student. You cannot read it. When you will be promoted to that? Postgraduate class, then you can read and understand. You can't read, understand it. Mahaprabhu, just hear it now and keep it in your mind. Be anxious, very. Develop your anxiousness. How I can be liberated, promoted to that class and read it, hear it. Chaitanya Charito ei Amrutare Sindhu. So, keep it in your mind now. Chaitanya Charito ei Amrutera Sindhu. Samagra Bhuvan Premi Bhasa Jar Ek Bindu. Ek Bindu, one drop only. Chaitanya Charito is an ocean of nectar, Amrutera Sindhu. Ocean of nectar. Do you understand? If only one drop of that ocean, one drop, tiny drop, that ocean has such potent power, it can inundate the whole universe in prema, in Krishna prema. Do you understand? One drop, such is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you understand? And Srimad Mahaprabhu has taught Sanatana Goswami the Sadhana Bhakti Tattva, and he gave 64 items. 64 items. Do you understand? And at last, in conclusion, he gave 5 things. Most important. Do you know? Anybody knows? Yes?
One is chanting Maha Mantra.
Yes.
Another is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Another one living in a dham, like Vrindavan. Associated with Vaishnavas. And accepting prasadam.
Did you see? Did you see? Yes. It's five. Did you see? Sadhu Sangha Namo Kirtano Bhagavato Swabana Mathura Vaso Srimurtira Swadhaya Archana. These five. Ehi Panchara Alpa Sangha Krishna Bhakti Janmai. Mahaprabhu says. If you cannot observe these 64 items, only observe these five. These five most important. Daily. Then you can very easily develop Krishna Bhakti. You understand? Sadhu Sangho, first thing. Associate with sadhu, Tirthapada sadhu. Nam Kirtano, chanting holy name. You understand? Krishna, Nam Kirtano, Sadhu Sangho, Nam Kirtano, Bhagavata Srava. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of Mahabhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata, every day. Bhagavata Srava, Mathura Vasa. Stay in Mathura. You understand? Mathura Vasa. Then fifth one is Srimurtira Sradhaya Archana. Or say deity. You understand? Worship deity Sradhaya with full faith and love. Full faith and love. Worship deity. Atmavat Seva. This set. Atmavat Seva. Deities should be worshipped with full faith and love, not as an idol. Not as an idol, no. You understand? Don't worship the deity as an idol. Huh? And to understand me? Nama rupa vigraha tina chastino chidananda maya tine vedana. You understand? The name of Krishna and the deity form of Krishna installed by a Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava has installed. Not a Mayavadi has installed, no. Vaishnava has installed. You understand? Deity and Krishna's own form. There is no difference between these three. Tino Chidananda Maya, these three are transcendental. You understand? Huh? Have you heard the story of Sakhi Gopal? Huh? Have you heard it?
Yes. I think I remember a little bit of it.
Remember a little bit. It is inside and says, I'm the. You understand? There were two Brahmins. Older Brahmin and younger Brahmin. They went out for this Tirtha Yatra. Visit the places of pilgrimage. You understand? They went out, both of them. Visited many places of pilgrimage, at last they came to Vrindavan. You understand? At last they came to Vrindavan, they visited that temple of Gopal. You understand? Visited that temple of Gopal. And in that temple, that older Brahmin said to the younger Brahmin, oh, you serve me a lot. You serve. You helped me a lot. Otherwise, I couldn't have this Tirtha Yatra. Without your help, I am very much pleased with your service. So, I must give my daughter in marriage to you. Young daughter. Do you understand? He said. And then the younger Brahmin said, you are saying this thing now, but when you go back to your house, home, you will face so much trouble, obstacles. Your son, your wife, your family members, all will object. All will object. You can't keep it. Keep up these words. Oh, my daughter, I'll give her marriage. Who will object? What will you? Now, is it true? Oh, yes. So, speak out here before Gopal. Let Gopal be witness. Do you understand? They all accept Gopal witness, Gopal deity. Do you understand? Witness. So that elder Brahmin spoke out. I will hand over my young daughter to this young Brahmin when I go back to my village. So Gopal deity was witness. You understand? So, they came back when that world of Brahmin expressed this thing in his household. Objected. What? That young Brahmin, he had no money, a poor Brahmin, no qualification, ignorant, is not at all worthy person to get our daughter. What is this nonsense? No, we won't allow it. He faced so much trouble. So that older Brahmin was very much afraid. He couldn't do anything. So he remained silent. 1 month passed, 2 months passed. The younger Brahmin was waiting. Why? Then once he came there, do you understand? To remind things. Singing, the son of that older Brahmin, all his family members, came out shouting, "You rascal, get out here! Then I will beat you. You have made our father mad, giving him some poison, dhutura. You have made his brain mad. What else? Get out here." Do you understand? Then that younger Brahmin called for the gentleman of that village to have a now vichar decision. Do you understand? The old gentlemen, sober men, they will take the decision. They will give their decision. Do you understand? As in court, there is one dispute. Judge gives his decision, similar. So, gentlemen sat down, they heard everything, then someone said, "Who is witness? That person has said like this." "Oh yes, Gopal is witness in Vrindavan." You understand? "Will that Gopal come here to give witness?" "Oh, why not? Why not? He must come. We have made him a witness." This Brahmin has said this thing before Gopal and we have made him a witness. He must come. But these people have no belief. How a statue will come? A statue, an idol. How an idol will come? He has no life. An idol. Stone idol. I will come. They have no belief. Do you understand? But that young Brahmin is such a great devotee. He has full faith. Unflinching faith. So he went there, Vrindavan, and asked Gopal. "We have made a witness, Gopal. That older Brahmin gave words that he will hand over his daughter, young daughter, to me in marriage. Now he is refusing. Will you go there and give witness?" Do you understand? "Will you go there and give witness?" He's talking to the deity. And deity says, "Have you seen? Deity has ever gone anywhere? Have you seen? What? If deity is speaking, why will not go? You are speaking, so why will not go?" Such intelligent person. There he says, "Pratiman hotumi sakyat vrajendra nandana." That young Brahmin said, "Pratiman hotumi sakyat vrajendra nandana. You are not mere idol. You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are not mere idol. You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. And you are talking, why will not go?" See? And Krishna is very dear to his devotees. Bhaktavatsala. What a devotee says, he does. Then he said, "Yes, yes, I'll go. You understand? And there is one condition. You will walk first, I'll follow you. Don't look back. The place you look back, I'll remain there. No further movement. Don't look back. You understand? You go. I follow. Every day, you just collect anyhow, pants per rice. You understand? Pants per 5 pounds. We say, what is the here? I don't know. In India, we have this pao, 5 pao, 1 sear plus 1/4 sear.
Measuring
rice. And just cook it and offer it. Offer it daily. You understand? There you go. And I follow. You will be hearing the tinkling of my nupur. Nupuran feet. Thereby you can understand that I am following you. But don't look back. If you look back, I'll stay there. And no further movement. That condition was observed. You understand? So, at last they came from Vrindavan to South India. You understand? Such long way. Come and walking. From Vrindavan to South India. What is that place? That place is there, no? No. In South India? No name, I forgot that name, that place.
South India.
Andhra.
No, that's in Maharashtra.
Where the that Brahmin's residence there?
No.
Came to that from so long way, from North India to South India. They came and the place was close, very short distance. That Brahmin looked back and stood there. Deity has come. Then he said, yes, Gopal has come to give witness. Okay, we saw Gopal. Oh, deity has come to give witness. So this is truth. You know. Falsity here. You see how? If it's a statue, a mere idol, how it comes? Known as Sakshi Gopal. The Gopal deity that came to give witness. Then that deity was brought again by the king of Odisha to Puri Dham. Now first he placed in Katak. In Katak. You'll find it. That mandir is there, Sakshi Gopal mandir in Katak. Then king transferred, took away that deity, placed it in the premises of Jagannath temple. Do you understand? That is also Sakshi Gopal in the premises of Jagannath temple. Do you understand? That Gopal stole or Gopal is very expert in stealing. Chor hai. Very expert in stealing. So that Gopal stole all. The prasad food was going to be offered to Jagannath. He stole on the way. Between Jagannath and Gopal. And the quarreling is very loving quarrel. It's loving quarrel. It's not like enemy. Loving quarrel. Jagannath spoke. The king, in the dream, this Gopal is stealing all my food. So please remove me from this place. So the king then removed Gopal, and now that Gopal is in Satyavadi. Satyavadi. Going to Puri, you'll find that place known as Sakshi Gopal or Satyavadi. So that place is named after Sakshi Gopal, or name of the place is Satyavadi. While you go to Puri, you'll find that place on the way. You understand? This is from very close to Puri. You understand? You can see there. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidananda maya tine vedana. There's no difference between name of Krishna and deity form of Krishna installed by Vaishnava and his own form. These three are transcendental. And while you worship deity, you should worship as if you are serving Krishna himself, as Yashoda Mata was serving. In that mood you will serve. That is pujaris. Pujaris should be in that mood, as Yashoda Mata was serving. With love. Atmamat seva. And Mahaprabhu says, just do these 5 things. Sadhu Sungo, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Srabhu, Mathura Vaso, Srimurtira Swadhyaya Archana. Ehi Pancher Alpa Sangha Krishna Bhakti Janmaya. Only if you do this five little every day, in very soon you develop Krishna Bhakti. You understand? And my point is here, Mathura Bhasa. He resides in Mathura. So Mathura is there in northern India. Isn't it? Huh? If whole world will go there, there is accommodation for them. Mathura is such a tiny place. How can we stay in Mathura? If all devotees from Australia will go, all parts of devotees will come, Mathura cannot accommodate. Such a tiny place. So how can we stay in Mathura? Mr. Peter. Huh? Pogol. Pogol Ashram. Will Pogol Ashram, can Pogol Ashram accommodate the devotees of the whole world?
Srila Prabhupada bring Mathura to every place where the deity and devotee worship, that it was a place of Mathura.
Mathura means what? I always stress on it. No apart vichar. It's tattva vichar. No apparent consideration, absolute consideration. No pogal ashram will do. It's apart vichar. Mathura is the place where Krishna has appeared. Isn't it? Appearance place of Krishna is known as Mathura. Isn't it? Krishna appeared. Well, Krishna will appear, that place is Mathura. If Krishna will appear here, will not be Mathura? Do you understand? Jahan tirtho, jahan sadhu, tahan tirtho. Seisthan Vrindavano, you see. That's the place of Krishna. So Krishna is there. Where there is sadhu, very dear devotee of Krishna, do you understand? Who has bound of Krishna in his heart, lives, Krishna doesn't leave his heart. Where that sadhu goes, stays, that place becomes Mathura, Vrindavan, because Krishna is there. Do you understand, no? That is Mathura. So if you just associate with such sadhu, you get everything. Sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, sadhu does nam kirtan, and you follow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhu sangye Krishna naam, ehi matro chai, sansara jinitya, kon vastu nai. I want only this thing, sadhu sangye Krishna naam. I will associate with sadhu and chant Hare Krishna in the association of sadhus. Do you understand? This only thing is required. Then you will be enabled to overcome Maya. Maika Jagat. You will inculcate some spiritual strength, force into him, Mr. Peters. Otherwise you cannot. So sadhu sangho, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan. Sadhu and open his mouth. He speaks on Bhagavat, nothing else. So you will get the opportunity also hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathura Vasa. And Krishna appears there. Where there is a sadhu, glorifies Krishna, Krishna appears there. Nam Tishthami Vaikunthe, Jogina Hrudaye Nacho, Madhvakta Datra Gavanti, Tata Tishthami Narada. Krishna says to Narada, oh Narada, I am not there in Vaikuntha. I am not there in the heart of that sadhu, mystic yogi. Do you understand? That mystic yogi. Nanti Sami Vaikunde Sadhana. Madhvakta Satra Gavanti. Where my dear devotees chant my holy name, glorify me, speak about my transcendental pastimes, I am there. I am there. Do you understand? So, well, this thing goes on. Krishna is there. Krishna appears there, so that place becomes Mathura. So you stay there. Mathura Vasa. Do you understand? This is the Tattva Vichara. Then Sri Murtira Svadhyaya Vachana. And you should have deity. We have temple, deities are there, and every grihastha should have his deity, house deities, his Vaishnava grihastha in his house, and they will serve deity, the deity worship, as Yashoda Mata was serving Krishna with love, with love. Do you understand? If just five things can do very easily and quickly, you can develop Krishna Bhakti. You understand? All right? I'm going to a past eight. All right? Shall I? Yes? Any question? If anybody has any question, yes?
When the Maharaj, when the sadhu, when he leaves this place, the place remains a theater?
Only one sadhu is there, no other sadhus?
And if no sadhus go to this place, it still remains tirtha.
How that place will become tirtha if sadhu doesn't go there? Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Because sadhus go there, so that place becomes tirtha. Otherwise, how the place will become tirtha? Do you understand? Do you understand me?
No. It's like what I'm trying to say is when your divine grace leaves this place is a tirtha.
I am not sadhu. I am a sadhu. You are all, so many sadhus have come. And this is my good fortune that I come here in your association. So many sadhus, Vaishnavas have come, you see. Yes?
Many of the tirthas, they're places where Krishna appeared also.
Yes.
Some of those places may also be hidden.
Yeah.
Tirtha Gupta.
Mahaprabhu.
Those places remain potent, even though the sadhus don't go there?
No, sadhus must go there. And that Mahaprabhu's order, to exacerbate those hidden tirthas, to Goswamis. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Shad Goswami. Radha Kundo, Shyam Kundo, Giri Govardhan, all these they brought it to the notice of all people.
People go there because Krishna appeared there.
Yes.
Right.
So and sadhu must go there. Yeah. And Krishna is waiting for him. As Gopal Diti remained on the earth thousands of years, waiting for Madhavendra Puri to come. Just to make me out. Waiting for Madhavendra. When Madhavendra Puri came, that place had become jungle, dense jungle. And Madhavendra Puri came. So at night Gopal said, I am here waiting for you. Madhavendra Puri, thousands of years, underneath the earth, please accept me. Sadhu must go. Krishna must be waiting for sadhu.
But even if the sadhu doesn't go there, it still remains a tirtha.
Unless sadhu will go, that can never become tirtha. No.
Even if Krishna's waiting there for him?
Yes, waiting for that sadhu. When sadhu comes, then it becomes tirtha. And Krishna appears. That's the important.
Maharaj?
Yes?
I think his question was, when sadhus have been there and they're not there anymore, if this still remains tirtha because sadhus have been there previously?
Sadhus are constantly going to tirtha. Do you understand? And some are staying also there.
They also reveal Krishna.
Yes. Yes, yes. In Vrindavan, in Mayapur Dham, in Mathura Dham, in Jagannath Puri Dham, you see many sadhus are there and so many sadhus are going and coming. This constant flow is there. Yes. They must go to Dham. Yes.
Who wrote that song?
Huh?
The song that you sang?
Yes.
Who wrote that song?
That's written by Narottam Das Thakur.
Yes.
They're all Mahajana songs. It's nothing my own.
Mahajana
songs. Mahajana ji, Nangata Sabandha. We follow the footprints of Mahajanas. All right? Yes?
So is it proper understanding that once the sadhu has been to a place, then it becomes constantly attractive?
Yes.
And then from then on, that's why they continue to go, because the attraction is...
Yes, sadhus constantly go there. And some also stay, and some go and come. It's all going on. 12 dhams, 12 tirthas, definitely. Yes?
You mentioned the 5 procedures of Chaitanya Prabhu's instruction. This is a process for developing faith. And this should be done in a simple mode.
Developing bhakti. Panchara upasanga krishna bhakti janmaya. Yes. Yes.
Mahajana Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, how can he be Mahajana when he was present at the disrobing of Draupadi and didn't complain, didn't object, and he fought against Krishna, and he's still Mahajana?
He's still Mahajana, still great devotee. Krishna promised, I won't carry any weapon. I'll only be a charioteer. But Bhishma broke that promise. You understand? Bhishma broke that promise. Because a devotee can break it. Because devotee is greater than Krishna. Krishna makes him greater. Bhishma knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the arena of Rajasuya Yajna of Yudhishthira Maharaj, after when the yajna is finished, you see, when this question arose, to whom worship is to be offered? Bhishma says to Krishna. Krishna is to be worshipped. Because he knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Shishupala, Duryodhana, all objected. You understand? But Bhishma said no. Bhishma knows this thing. Do you understand? But Bhishma had one weakness. He likes Pandavas very much. But he had one weakness. He was maintained by this Duryodhana. Eating his anna. Do you understand? So he couldn't say anything. When Draupadi was persecuted, you see, under Kuru assembly, Bhishma was present, hang down his head, didn't utter any word, do you understand? And also supported their side. But he had love towards Pandavas. Krishna, he knows. He knows they will come out victorious. You understand? And he had Ichamrityu. Nobody can kill Bhishma. No? He had got that boon from his mother, Ganga Devi. Ichamrityu. When he will desire to live body, he will live. Nobody can kill him. That's a great warrior. So, he accepted Sorsodhya. Do you understand? He asked at last, Arjuna, please make a bed of arrows, I'll lie down there. And see the whole fight, battle, till the end. After that, then I'll desire to leave this body and will go. And he lied down on that bed of arrows. Do you understand? When battle is finished, everything, then Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj, or Pandavas, Draupadi Devi, all came to Krishna. He also desired, at the time of my living body, I must see Krishna and live. And that was also fulfilled. Krishna fulfills the desire of his devotee. Krishna came, all Pandavas came, Draupadi Devi came. And they asked Bhishma Dev to instruct them on Rajniti. You know, he's a very wise man, experienced, learned person. He gave nice instruction. Dharma katha, he spoke on dharma, principles of dharma. And at that time, Draupadi Devi laughed. Do you understand? Then Bhishma asked, why did you laugh? Asked Draupadi. Draupadi said, when I was being persecuted in the Kuru assembly, you were present there. When you never uttered dharma katha. Never speak a word on dharma, principle of dharma. Now you are uttering. Now you are uttering. So I laughed. Then Bhishma Dev said, you should understand, my daughter Draupadi, at that time my consciousness was polluted because of taking anna of Duryodhana. Now, you see, all those blood have gone out. Because I lie down on the arrow bed of arrows, all arrows pricked to my body, and those impure blood has gone out now. Only my bone is here, nothing else. It's all purified. So I now speak on dharma. You understand?
Yeah, there was also a question, because if he'd spoken, then Krishna wouldn't have come to save Draupadi.
Yes.
So it's Krishna's arrangement.
This Krishna arrangement, Krishna fulfills the desire of his devotee.
Yeah.
That was the desire of Bhishma. And Bhishma spoke on bhakti tattva Krishna, so he became Mahajan.
In that sense, Bhishma is like an eternal associate of Krishna, like Arjuna, in the sense that he comes with him for those past
lives. Yes, take part in his leela. When Kurukshetra leela is going on, he's there. That's right. Yes.
So he's not to be blamed?
No, he was
not.
Only for this, he supported this. Therefore, he has to lie down, fall down. Otherwise, why? Only for this weakness. He had that weakness. Otherwise, you know, very clearly, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know it. All right. The past eight. Because we must go. Reach there by 9.
We should take this
up. Yes.
Jai! Jai! Govindavas ki jai!
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai! Mr. Rao ki jai!